Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Matty Garwood, and going around the country throughout September and October are Bris Vegas legends DZ Death Rays, and they have got some brand new stuff out. It's got a new track as well as a video and a new album. I'm catching up with Shane right now, mate. Thanks for spending some time on with Ausmade.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Golden Retriever is the new one. Where did this one come from? Have you got a Golden Retriever yourself?
No, I don't. I have a Greyhound who has is part of our family, but the song Golden Retriever was actually like one of the last songs we wrote for this entire record.
Yeah,
it came really quickly, and it was just like a spur of the moment thing. I was at my friend's house, he was out of the house, so I just picked up his acoustic and started writing a song, and that's the song that came out. It was a bit of a fun one that sort of felt a bit different to some of the other ones on there.
Well, that's a good thing about these times that we're in. A lot of people are searching for music, and obviously with streaming and playlists, people's taste and the diversity of what they're listening to is changing, so to have something a little bit different there is kind of on point for what's going on.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, these days, everything's on the table. Just do whatever you want to do, as long as it sort of like feels right.
Yeah.
And go with it.
Absolutely. And have you been able to go with Simon and Lockie throughout these kind of COVID times? You've been able to catch up?
Oh, man. Last year was tough. I actually live in Sydney, so I didn't see Simon Lockman for about 11 months last year. Luckily, this record was finished recorded in 2019.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But we spent all last year sort of working on other stuff ourselves and finally got together in March this year to do some shows.
Awesome.
And then now I'm back down in lockdown again in Sydney.
Are you doing heaps of Zoomies and that sort of thing?
Yeah, all the meetings are on Zoom now, and because we have all lived apart for so long, like in terms of like writing songs, we're actually so productive by just sending each other ideas and demos and everything like that as we sort of go along.
Well, there's people that are like co-writing via Zoom into Nashville and into LA, so if there's anything that COVID's done is it has really opened up that virtual channel.
Yeah, that's it.
And we're glad that you guys have opened up the new channel with the part two. What has happened with Positive Rising part two, Matt? How has it changed since part one? It just needed a bit more to go with it?
All these songs were all written around the same time.
Yes.
It was just that part one, that was the ones we sort of picked. They were ready a little bit sooner. And then part two, we just spent a little bit more time. That was the reason why originally these two parts were supposed to be all together pretty much 6 months apart.
Yeah.
A double album that's sort of a little bit staggered.
Yeah, well, everyone's plans have kind of changed and we've all adapted, but your fans have stayed strong too, and it's hit them with acclaim too. They're right into it with the part two.
Yeah, it seems like the response has been really, really good.
Yeah. Did you expect that when you brought it out and knowing how your plans had to change and so forth?
To be honest, it was kind of one of those things where we had been working on this for so long. We'd almost forgotten about the songs, and so it's been a really nice refreshment to sort of like have people come back and be so excited about all the tracks that we wrote 2 years ago.
And excited for the tour too.
Excited for the tour. I'm really hoping it's going to go ahead.
Yeah, that's the hard part of it. But September,
Sydney,
so yeah.
Let's keep our fingers crossed because I really need to get out there and do some shows again.
It's looking like there's a few on the tour dates as well for DZ Death Rays.
That's right. Yeah, we've got some of the satellite cities around the capital on this run, and there's going to be some more shows, I'm sure, announced. Just not quite yet.
Well, we're putting the positive vibes out there with Positive Rising Part 2. What else could you guys possibly fit into the rest of this year with the new album and also the tour dates?
Oh, well, we've actually just been working on another record all year.
Yeah.
So we're getting to the tail end of getting that record recorded. I don't know when that's going to be out. I'm hoping it won't be as long of a wait. It really feels like the brakes haven't been slammed on too much for us. And in some ways, it was nice to have a little bit of time off the road. You know, we spent the last sort of 11 years touring pretty relentlessly overseas and throughout Australia.
Of course, mate. And we are ready to play your brand new one. This is Golden Retriever off the brand new album Positive Rising, which is out right now. Shane from DZ Death Rays, absolutely awesome to be chatting to you here on Ausmade, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Hey, this is Shane from DZ Death Rays, and this is our track, Golden Retriever.